Morning. I'm just going to read a few, three different passages before we just start our message. We're going to look in the Gospel or the book of Colossians chapter 1. If you have a Bible, I'm just going to read a few verses there to start. Colossians chapter 1. This is written to a group of Christians Paul has never met. He says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timotheus, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, and of the love which you have to all the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you have heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which has come unto you as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit as it doth also in you since the day you heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth. John chapter 18. John chapter 18, this is a dialogue between Pilate and the Lord Jesus. Pilate was a Roman governor of Judea. And here's the short dialogue that we're going to read. Jesus answered him, saying, Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews, but now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Every one that is of the truth heareth my voice. One final reading in Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. And verse 17. For therein is the righteousness of God, we'll read verse 17 and 18. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Let's just ask for God's help. Father, this morning we come in the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee for the Word of God. We thank thee for the truth of the gospel truth. We thank thee for how it can transform someone, how it can change someone, how it is absolutely true. And so, Father, we pray for help this morning as we would look at these few passages. We pray that you would use your word to speak to hearts this morning, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. It's been said that when counterfeit bills are in the system, and there's experts that would try to distinguish between a counterfeit bill and a real bill, they would not study the counterfeit bill. They would study all the little details on a bill. We don't use paper money anymore. A lot of us don't. We use credit cards. But the actual bill, they would study it in detail. And they wouldn't even look at the counterfeits. And by studying that and knowing that really closely, they would know what a true bill was. And that's what we're going to do this morning. We're going to look at the word truth. What is true? What is untrue? Not in a general sense, but in the sense of the gospel truth. Pilate, in what we just read, said those famous words to the Lord Jesus. He said, "What is truth?" And unfortunately, from the record that we have, Pilate turned away from the one who was truth, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. If we're honest with ourselves, or in the world that we live in, most people are not chasing truth, if we're honest. Most people don't really care about truth. They might say they do, but are they really seeking truth? There's some people that would say truth doesn't really matter as long as you're happy in your life. It doesn't really matter what you believe, facts, as long as you're content. What is truth? Truth, by definition, is exact or constant, accurate information. Accurate. We read in John chapter 18 this morning that the Lord Jesus Christ, God's Son, came to be a witness of the truth. You've often heard that saying, believe something or you'll fall for anything. You've heard that before. I wouldn't recommend that as words to live by. Beliefs, there's an element of truth in that, but there's many people today that are latching on to all kinds of different things that they believe to be true and are going to end up in a very tragic place. There is such a thing as truth, gospel truth, specifically concerning the world we live in, who has made it, and what his purposes are as individuals, each one here. What is your purpose in life? And the gospel truth can shine forth in the answer to those questions. In Corinthians chapter 15, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, you don't have to turn there. I'm just going to read it. This is Paul addressing what we have read this morning as the gospel truth, or the facts about the gospel, the facts concerning the gospel. Here's what he says. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand. These people had received the facts, the truths concerning the gospel, and it says they stand in it, or they resting in it. They're resting in gospel truth. Here it is. By which ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that, number one, Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Number two, he was buried. He rose again the third day. The third thing, resurrection, according to the Scriptures. And finally, he was seen, proof of his resurrection. These are facts about gospel truth. They're facts. But I want to remind you this morning, to know the facts about the gospel will not save you. To know the facts about the gospel will not save you. Why is this truth about this one that we claim to be our Savior, the one that we put all our baskets in one, our eggs in one basket, I am trusting solely on the person of Jesus Christ. Why is it that this is so important to understand and receive gospel truth? We see the gospel has never changed. Political systems come and go. Economies change. We live in a very changing world. But the gospel truth has never changed. It's timeless. The first time I took the platform 20-some years ago, or whenever it was, I don't remember. I'm preaching the same actual gospel truth. It doesn't change. It's timeless. You see, the job, and this is a job, we as Christians, those of us that have put our faith in the gospel, have been commissioned to do a job. It's not just the platform preacher. We are to represent or be an ambassador for the gospel. The truth of the gospel. The Lord Jesus said this, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Do you think you're free this morning? You might tell me, I can do as I please. I can come and go as I want. I can spend money on this. I can spend money on this. I can sell. I can buy. I can go. I can decide not to go to church. I can decide to go to meeting. I am free. If you have never received the gospel truth, and we're going to talk about what that means to do, then you are not free. You are not free. You are a slave to who you are. The question was asked someone, who are you? If someone would ask me, who am I? I said, well, I'm John DeVries. I'm a carpenter. No, but beside that, who are you? Well, I'm a father. I was a son to my dad. No, but put that aside. Who are you? Who are you before God? Peel away everything that you might think you are. And stand before the Creator of heaven and earth. And He will ask you, who are you? And if you're not saved here this morning, the appropriate answer to God in relation to gospel truth is, I am a sinner. I have fallen short of your perfect standard. You are not free. You see, the wages of the sin that you carry is death. And there's a day coming when God will stop every mouth. Every mouth will be stopped, and all the world, including you, will become guilty before God. To believe some of the truth is not enough. Jesus was quoted in saying, many of you heard this verse often, it says, Jesus was quoted in saying, I am the way, the path, I am the truth, the absolute, accurate truth. And then he goes on to say, no one can come to me, no one cometh unto me, unto the Father, but through me. I've said this often from this place. You cannot afford to be wrong in this one matter. You can afford to have some different ideas on maybe some biblical things in the Word of God, but you cannot afford to be wrong when it's concerning gospel truth. You can't afford to be wrong. Colossians 1:6, we read, which is come unto you as it is in the world, and bringeth forth fruit, as it doth also in you, since the day you heard of it, and knew of the grace of God in truth. These Christians that we read about in Colossians had something happen to them. Some brother or some person came to that city and brought before them gospel truth. The gospel truth is for someone to receive. God's grace is demonstrated in the gospel. God, who is rich in his mercy, wherewith his great love, wherewith he loved us, when we were dead in sin, hath made us alive. So the gospel truth involves grace. God reaching down to sinners. They knew the grace of God. Ephesians, I just want to read a couple verses in Ephesians. But God, who is rich in mercy, I started quoting this, I just want to read it from the Word of God. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in all the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. The gospel will transform you. It will change you. It will make you different. And I'm going to ask you this question. Have you ever been changed? Have you ever been changed? Have you ever received the truth of the gospel that Jesus Christ died for your sins according to the Scriptures? He was buried. He rose again the third day. He defeated sin. He conquered death on your behalf. He took care of your sin. He took care of my sin. But you have a part in it. Here's your part. Listen to the words in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 21. But he that doeth truth. But he that... So he's talking about the gospel truth, and now I'm asked, now he says, but he that doeth truth. How can you, as a fallen sinner, deserving the judgment of God, how can you do truth? How can you do truth? You cannot. Maybe you think you can't. Well, you can. Here's how you do truth. But he that doeth truth, listen to the verse, cometh to the light. Cometh to the light. Have you ever come to the light? You know what light does? It exposes who you are. Remember I asked the question, who are you? It might be painful. It might mean that you have to swallow your pride and throw away something that maybe you thought you had and you never did. He that doeth truth cometh to the light. Exposes himself to the one who is light. The Bible speaks of that as repentance. Turning from your own way. The Bible says there is a way that seems right, but the end is death. I want to ask you this morning, have you ever come to the light? I'm not talking about coming here. You could come here from now until you die and miss out on gospel truth. You could hear it and know all the facts and still die and perish with the wrath of God. Those, as I said in Romans, as Paul said, those who hold truth in unrighteousness. They don't come to the truth. They hold it. Maybe that's you this morning. You've held truth your entire life. You know the gospel. The facts will never save you. You know it. You hold it. You carry it. You might even try to live it. But you've never come to the light. You've never been exposed for who you are. Throw away all those other things and come to the light. It's going to be tough. It's going to mean that you have to turn from maybe the lifestyle that you're living and turn away from those things maybe that maybe those people that you think are your friends. And maybe it's going to mean you falling on your knees and saying, God, I'm a sinner. I've held truth my whole life, but I've never come to the light. He that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be shown that they are wrought in God. The truth this morning is there will be people in this room that will never come to the light. That could happen. Some will remain enemies of truth. Some will consider the truth and put it off. Some have held the truth for decades and are still in their sins, and the judgment of God is over them. Some of you have mixed your own truth in with the truth of the gospel. See, the gospel is a grace gospel. It's got nothing to do with you in how it was achieved. Jesus Christ did everything for you. And he's asking you just to come. He wants you to physically or in your head, but he wants you to come to the light. Some of you will consider and try out this gospel truth. I have a brother over there who's saved now, but tried out Christianity for many years. And you know what he did? He eventually came to the light. And he's saved. The truth of the gospel. When you get saved, I want to tell you something. I've had some ups and downs in my life. I've came to this place for most of my life. And I've had some ups and downs. But the moment I came to the light, I had peace. Inner peace, not world peace. I had a peace that passes all understanding. The gospel light, it can transform, it will transform you. It will change you. And I had a peace. I had an instant peace. You know what the gospel truth will do when you receive it? It will take care of all your sin. Past, present, and future. Because Jesus Christ bore my sin in his own body at the place called Calvary. Another thing you'll get when you've come to the light, this is a big one. Jesus Christ, I don't understand exactly how it all happens, but comes and he starts to live in you. Think about that. How is that possible? I have no idea. But I am directed, my life has been transformed, and I am directed by the one who said he was the light of the world. And I leave you with this question, or this verse. He that doeth truth cometh to the light. And I ask you this question this morning. Have you ever come to the light? He's not willing that any should perish. His goal is to save every last individual, the 6 billion people on planet Earth. That is his desire. His desire for you this morning is that you'll come to him. He that cometh unto me, the words of the Lord Jesus Christ himself, I will in no wise cast away. He's waiting for you to come. Trust him. He's 100% accurate, true, steadfast, and I trust him with my life and with my eternity. Let's close in a word of prayer. Father, we thank thee for the truth of the gospel. We thank thee for the one who said he was the light, and he came into the world to seek and to save those that were lost, those that are sinners, those that need a Savior. Father, I pray that the gospel would have been made clear to someone here this morning. Those of us that are saved, help us to appreciate the grace in the gospel that reached down in mercy when we were enemies and has bought us and saved us. Help us to appreciate him more. Help us to live for him more. Help us to prioritize our lives. Help us to, they that preach the gospel, help us to live it. Live it out in our lives and represent you well. We pray these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.